up life.
We're power packed, powered up, and ready to run.
We're in Nashville, Tennessee at the National Healthy Homes Conference with Rebuilding Together and a dream team of HGTV and DIY Network Home Improvement All-Stars.
Cool, cool, the Blog Cabin Boy Wonder Friend. They slap shots from the blue line and faces off with us on Unhealthy Homes.
DIY Network's Bath Crashing Matt Pinster barrels in to talk busting out bad bathrooms and more.
And landscaper Chris Lampson from Going Yard and Yard Crashers digs in and runs hard to help homes get healthier, happier, and a whole lot better.
So drop and give me 20. Why wait? Let's start our diet right now because the race is on to build a healthier America. Plant your flag right now on my Facebook.
Got paint prep? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. Scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
Every day is a chance to love you while I can. Gonna love you all I can. Life is short and the world is fast. Some things just weren't made to last. But I've got you and you've got me. We're the lucky ones.
We are the lucky ones. We are inside the National Healthy Homes Conference.
Yeah.
Nashville, Tennessee.
Woo!
Star-studded, action-packed, DIY, HGTV.
Yes.
Rebuilding Together.
And all of the beautiful attendees that are here, rejoicing in healthy homes.
With a single-minded focus to make houses, housing, and home from living room to neighborhood better.
Yes.
And we are joined by special assistant to, I can't name the office, because it's pretty high up, Eric Hornbuckle, who is wrangling this whole operation and is here to talk with us about healthy homes and that initiative in these United States government.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're glad that you're joining us because, you know, this is our first time here.
Oh, where have you been?
I don't know.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
I'm glad you're here. It's an
I'm
honor.
Glad that we're here, too. So this is our first time, and so you are our first guest.
It's kind of scary.
So you can kind of give us... Yeah. And all of the listeners that are listening to My Fix Up Life right now, an overview of why this is an awesome place to be and why they should attend next year.
Oh, gosh. Well, where do I start? To Nashville, for one, why you should be here this year. It is not too late to come down. You know, what we're trying to do is just improve housing quality. And it's a phenomenal task, as you guys know. I mean, millions of Americans live in substandard housing, and we want to do something about that. So, if you know anything about housing, you know that it's a very complex thing. The system that's involved with it, we've got plumbers, we've got HVAC guys, we've got structural folks. I mean, so many different backgrounds, not just to mention the building side, but then you've got the health side. Those are the people who then pick up the pieces on the backside of those kids who get hurt due to asthma or, you know, elderly who fall in their home and are hospitalized. There's 6 million elderly over the 65 years of age every year that fall in their home and require hospitalization or end up in nursing care.
Say that number again.
6 million.
6 million.
So
per year.
One in three over the age of 65 will fall.
Really?
Yep.
One in three will fall.
And you know that the elderly population is mushrooming, so it's only going to get worse. So most of our homes weren't designed for us to age in place. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to age in a nursing home watching reruns of Lawrence Welk with drool coming out of my mouth. I'd like to kind of, you know, age
I
in my home.
I want to mow my own lawn.
Exactly.
You know, my mom fell. When she was over 60. She's 70 now, and so she's one.
She got
of,
up.
She
well,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Well, she no, she fell, and she was had to be in bed for like 4 months because she broke so many things in her foot and her
mm-hmm.
and her leg that she was immobile
yeah.
for a long time.
Yeah.
And how that changes your lifestyle and how much care you need, especially
right.
being an older person. It's tremendous, and
right.
I didn't know it was
your
that many people.
Bones are brittle, you know, and
yeah.
it takes a longer time for us to recover. So if we can prevent elderly from falling, that's a good start.
So thinking I had maybe an inkling of what your answer to this next question would be, I'm now going to ask it knowing I am completely wrong.
That's a good lead.
I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Let me ask you anyway.
I'm not just a little wrong. I'm like Zoftig wrong.
Okay.
I'm mega wrong.
Excellent.
This is great.
With that statistic in mind,
yeah.
is there one thing statistically, numerically, that you can put your finger on in the housing stock across the country that makes it more unhealthy than something else? Is it lead paint? Is it people who fall? Is it dirty air conditioning systems that make kids sick?
Yeah. Oh, well, and I think that's part of the difficulty is that there's so many things that can harm us. And it depends on who we're talking about. If it's children, it's lead-based paint. It's also mold and moisture, which leads to asthma. There are 20 to 30% of asthma cases are due directly to the housing conditions that they live in. And it costs about $20,000 for a child to go to the emergency room due to an asthma attack. That's a lot of rehab money that you could spend on the front side to prevent that kind of asthma.
You can easily dry out a wet basement,
you could,
for example,
you could
for a fraction
a
of
lot.
That.
Yes, you could do a lot with 20 grand.
Now, one of the things I saw on the conference tracks is, can you have a healthy home in an unhealthy neighborhood?
No, it's kind of moronical, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you come out of your house and you walk down the street and, you know, whether it's the sidewalk mm-hmm. or the fact that you don't have any safe areas to play for your kids or transportation or food deserts, what we call food deserts, where there aren't accessible food sources in the neighborhood.
You can only get fast food
exactly,
or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. So those poor choices that people make are oftentimes because they don't have any choice. They're forced. So
this question is going to come out of left field, so feel free to just walk off
of
our show.
Misinformation and left field questions.
He's setting himself up.
Yeah.
You're not going to like my next question, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
You're completely wrong, and I'm out of left field.
I've seen someone on a TED conference whose name I don't know, but he calls himself the Gorilla Gardener, like G-U-E-R-I-L-L-A.
Right.
Not that
one. And he's from... Yeah, not that one.
Okay, that's a bad
South
picture.
Central Los Angeles, lives in a food desert. His mission... Forget food desert, plant your front yard.
Right.
Is that something that is on your radar? Maybe not that extreme, but don't worry, you don't have tomatoes.
Right.
Plant some.
Yeah, it's not in our it's a concentric circle issue. It's not in our sweet spot, but it is certainly relevant to what we're talking about. Because like you said, it doesn't make sense to fix your home up and then you walk outside and you've got inadequate supply for, hospital care or health care or transportation or food provisions or whatever. So, back in the 40s, we rallied together during the World War, and we created these things called Victory Gardens.
Yes.
Because the very thing, we had no food sources. And so they created gardens on their homes, and they called them Victory because we were trying to win the war. So, yeah, I think the Gorilla Gardeners is right on. I mean, there are tons of communities where vacant lots have propped up where homes used to be, and they're just laying there. Their refuse is building up, and those are great ways to repurpose old plots of land that used to house homes, and it's a great way to develop community gardens, whether it's on your own home property or in a space like that, a shared public space. And it just takes effort.
It can just seem a little bit hard.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of obstacles between a lot of people and living healthy and having a healthy environment.
Sure.
And a conference like this, there's so many things
mm-hmm.
that you can talk about.
Right.
Like, how do you get your arms around it planning a conference like this when there are probably 1,000 more topics you could include?
Right. Well, I don't think we ever will. And I think we'll never get our arms around it. We try to bring the latest research. We try to be evidence-based. There's a lot of kooky stuff that gets, put on us as being important, and we're so bombarded with information. We try to cut to the chase with what we're doing here, and we try to say, let's distill it to 7 principles. We call these the principles of healthful housing. Keep it safe, keep it dry, keep it well maintained, etc. And we try to pare it down the best we can, but there's a lot of research yet to be done.
Well,
we
have questions to ask. We want answers. We have to take a break.
We do.
We're with Rebuilding Together, Eric Hornbuckle, HUD, National Healthy Homes Conference. Thank you. We'll be right back with more by Fixing Up Life.
Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org.
Best that the best that I can.
We're doing the best we can.
We are.
With three buildings together at
yeah.
the National Healthy Homes Conference.
In Nashville. My first
Tennessee.
Time here.
What's up?
Yes. My first time here. And Peyton Lampton is here. And I am going to be asking her a lot of questions later about what we should be doing later. Because this is my first time here.
Peyton Lampton is a Nashville, Tennessee professional.
She is a professional. She knows everything about it. Where
so
you should go, what's cool.
She'll be guiding us.
And I'm going to ask her questions about, like, what do you do if you're like me? Or what do you do if you're like us, too?
Right, yeah. Right, because why would you want to spend any time with me?
I don't know. But we're
do
here
you
with...
Do you stand in the front of the tour bus and just, you know, talk on the CB radio? And, you can't understand what I'm going to say next, though. Right here on the left is,
But we're here with...
Speaking of on the left.
Yes.
To the left of
Charlie
us.
Charlie Schmansky, who is the leader.
CEO of Rebuilding Together.
And yes. A huge fan of My Fix It Up Life.
And
course.
Also...
$20 mailed to you immediately.
I was reading up on you about the Alpine Rescue Team stuff that you do. So if I get, like, lost in a mountain, you could save me.
We'll do my best.
Yes. Which is absolutely an amazing thing. I don't know if I've ever met anyone who has been...
Well, I got lost a couple times in the mountains myself and then decided the best way to not get lost is join a rescue team because then you'll have a bunch of rescuers around you. So.
Wow.
Easy.
Now, you and I talked about that once before, but we were reading up on you, of course, getting ready for this.
Yes, we
and
were. Stalking you
a bit. You were jumping out of helicopters and fast roping into the forest for much longer than you let on that you were doing that, it seems to
27
me.
Years.
Yes.
Yeah, you made it sound like you did it for a month.
I'm an adrenaline junkie, I guess. Yeah.
Is that what you did? How did you get out of the helicopters? Like, did you go to places where you couldn't land and
yeah,
find people?
Well, I mean, you got to use insertion techniques with cables and pulleys and ropes and things. And
so
yeah.
You're a marionette, check.
Yeah, a little bit.
Marionette. You flatter so much. But we're here talking about Rebuilding Together, and I'm really excited because the tradesperson of the year... is opening.
Yeah, indeed.
So people can nominate who they want to win the tradesperson of the year at rttoy.org.
Exactly, rttoy.org. Rebuilding Together sponsors the tradesperson of the year along with a whole host of sponsors that we have, including Lowe's and HGTV and DIY Network, and you guys are always, you know, enormous part of the work that we do. 15,000 skilled tradespeople volunteer with Rebuilding Together every year. And we just love to recognize those that give of themselves and of their own skills with power tools and all the things that are needed to fix up all these homes. And so every year we sponsor Tradesperson of the Year, and at the end of the year, one lucky tradesperson is selected as the winner, and they get a $5,000 check. They get a whole bunch of tools. It's awesome. You guys know this. It's great.
It's
rttoy.org is where you go to nominate somebody.
Pretty amazing. And the work that the people do is just so inspiring, too.
Yeah, we just heard from your interview with Eric Hornbuckle at HUD. There are so many millions of homeowners that are choosing between food and medicine. They can't fix their own homes. They can't afford to, and there are health issues related to their homes. And we, with our entire network of 100,000 volunteers, are able to come in and save the day for these families. And by building healthy homes, we can also sort of build healthy neighborhoods at the same time.
And
one of the things that we really love, though, about Rebuilding Together and the work that, you know, all of the volunteers do is that it's for people who own their own homes to help them stay in there longer. So it helps with that whole American dream, that home ownership, and helps to keep neighborhoods stable. And then, like with building a healthy neighborhood, which is happening right now, having a dozen different homeowners in the same neighborhood,
yep.
I love
yep.
going to Building a Healthy Neighborhood every year and seeing the homeowners come out and the people that aren't even involved in it in the neighborhood, they become closer together.
It's a movement.
Yes.
I mean, it's awesome. They're in the Cleveland and McFerrin Park communities of Nashville. We're doing a total of 15 homes, with including folks from the conference that are here at the National Healthy Homes Conference. And these homes are not only getting the critical repair they need, but the entire community is uplifted as a result. Exactly, the homeowners come out, the neighbors come out, and everybody's lifted.
And
raises
is it
all
sort
the
of the thing where all ships rise together? Because now there's a bigger investment. You can not only see it in your own living room, but it's in your neighbor's living room or backyard.
Indeed.
Or,
yep.
you know, the dilapidated car is gone now, so it's not a a haven for dangerous play for kids or something like that.
And is it exactly, Mark, and we revitalize entire neighborhoods. Imagine if nobody was there. I like to think of the movie It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart. Imagine if rebuilding together wasn't in these communities at all. Some of these homes would have boards on the windows, and then that attracts the kind of elements into communities and neighborhoods that you don't want to see. So as a result, it is truly raising all the boats and stabilizing communities and revitalizing entire neighborhoods.
Well, this is a statistic that you touched on before, but I want to show this right here to our camera. 2.6 million low-income homeowners live in structurally unsafe homes. That's real. That's in your neighborhood, my neighborhood, everybody's neighborhood around the country, and rebuilding together is serving to tackle that. We applaud what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. And I'm a numbers geek myself, so let me also tell you, 15 million low-income seniors that own their own homes. If you presume that, you know, only 5% of those homeowners need critical home repairs, you're talking about nearly a million homeowners who need critical home repairs so that they can stay in their homes. Thankfully, home health care means that our parents can live and ultimately die in their own homes. You talked about your own mother just a little while ago. We're there to make sure that people are able to do that, that their homes are safe so that home health care can take place and they can, you know, rest peacefully in their own home and age in place.
I absolutely love that. And that's why we come out to Building a Healthy Neighborhood every year and we go to kick off to rebuild. And we, you know, we bring our tools, we help out. And
you do.
It makes such a difference seeing everybody come out. And the other thing, too, that I like is that the homeowners that Rebuilding Together help, they just feel so blessed. They're like, you know, thank you for choosing us. Thank you for helping us. And they're so grateful and so thankful. And the smiles and the tears and everything, it's just
not you guys have been there. You guys get it. You guys have been swinging hammers yourself helping us out. I met a homeowner in Des Moines. You've met homeowners like this. Cheryl said when I asked her, what does this mean to you today? And she said, you guys are my resurrection. I had nowhere to turn. I thought I was going to lose my own home, and here you are. So shout out to you guys. Mark and Teresa, you guys are a big part of what we do. Thanks for
you're not going to lose it.
So
you're going to keep it.
Go to rebuildingtogether.org to find out how you can volunteer in your community, and go to rttoy.org to nominate your favorite tradesperson to win Tradesperson of the Year. And we've got to go to break, so we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
You're back inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And the first couple of home improvement, DIY, and get out there landscaping, Chris and Peyton Lampton.
Wow. Hi, guys. That was quite an entrance.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, it sounds good.
First couple.
Yeah. First couple. You're welcome for being elected to that. There
Thank
is a small
you.
Form to
yes,
fill out.
Yes, there was.
It's 14 pages.
Yes, and we had to get a quorum between us to, like, vote on it.
Okay.
So it was very difficult.
I heard we won in the landslide, by the way.
Yeah.
No big deal. 82% of the votes right here.
Okay, so we're in Tennessee.
We are in my home state.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Nash
Vegas.
So I grew up in Kingsport, which is about 4.5 hours east of here, and then I went to school in Knoxville, which is 3 hours east of here. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So you got it in your blood.
It
this
is.
Whole thing is part of your being.
Tennessee is in my blood. It runs orange, deep for the University of Tennessee. I love it here.
So when you're here, like, are the whenever I go home to where I'm from, I'm like, the trees look right here.
Yeah.
Do you feel the same way?
I do. You know, New England, we had a really long winter this year, and so it was nice coming home and seeing flowers in bloom, and the trees have leaves on them, and everything's really colorful, and so it's nice.
Yes. And we're here at the Healthy Homes Conference, and we stopped by Chris's talk earlier today, and it was inspiring, talking about all the different ways of you know, living healthy and incorporating gardening and all the different ways of, you know, using landscaping, but in a not a traditional sort of bed way, like where you have to be on your knees and actually... and
yeah, not, you're not on your, like, on your knees, working in the garden, like, mm-hmm. you know, that's 1800s thing. You know, we're in a different century here. So I like raised gardens. I like pots. I like that way you can move stuff around, bring color to different heights, living walls. So I like to get a little creative with things. And landscaping is my passion. I've been doing it since a little kid. New England, you love being outside. I love getting my hands dirty. I love working, and it's. I like to inspire people to do the same thing. So it's fun.
And you were talking about pickling.
Yeah, well, so I
that's all I have to say. You know where I'm going.
So I
Peyton,
first.
Your smile is awesome on radio, by the way.
Okay.
You should just see the look on her face. It is gold.
Well, so during this day, I said, you know, we have way too many cucumbers. And before Chris and I met, I'll go back to 2010.
I call it the great. So this is the great pickling of 2013. But the proceeding was, I had a great pickle event in 2010. I was single, living at home, and I don't know, I got into pickling.
So of course.
What else you can do if you're in your...
That's what bachelors do all the time.
Right, if you're in your 30s, you got nothing else to do,
but
start Googling how to pickle.
But since he had the pickling craze of 2010, of
there
course...
There was beer involved in that. I know there was.
Look at Mark. Mark can't even contain himself. Yeah, I know, Mark.
Of all the possible options, you know, and I'm checking them down.
Like, did he go to Vegas? No. Wait, South Beach? No. Wait, he pickled at home?
Sports game.
Alone.
Yeah.
So obviously
you're not
he's the expert now.
Yeah.
So when I enter the scene and I'm like, I want to learn how to do this. My grandmother did this. We're farmers. This is what we're going to do. He's like, well, this is how we're going to do it. Well, I'm looking up recipes. I'm trying to be really, you know, professional about it all. And he's just throwing stuff in the pot. I'm like, what are we doing here? Like, no, we need dill. We need bread and butter. We need different recipes.
My God, like, nah, just throw stuff in there. You let the pickling, just let it pickle itself.
So that's they're really good.
We're an artist.
But they all taste the same. We don't have a variation
recipes. There's some slight hints of variation in them. Like
right,
a little nutmeg in one.
He got antsy at the end. He said, oh, let's get this over with.
After 9 hours, you're like, let's just screw the cap on, and you know what? I'm going to put it in the water bath, and let's wrap this thing up.
And if that's poison in 6 months, so what?
But they are good. We'll just do more variation this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
You'll have to hide some from him. Like, mm-hmm. you know, have your own batch going. Mm-hmm. So that
well, she's the planner, so I'm sure when we do it this fall, it'll be like, all right, so these 12 are using this recipe. These 12.
I'm going to have a map on the wall of where it's all going.
Are you spreadsheet girl?
Yes.
Like,
oh,
are you
man,
just
Mark.
The whole
yes.
organization?
Yes. And if it
organization.
If it doesn't go my way, then it's just all downhill.
then the pickle has hit the fan,
yep.
oh,
as it were.
Yes. Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
that's
great. We got relish if that happens.
Now, one thing, Chris, you were talking about in your talk was I'm passionate about composting.
Yeah.
And you talked about having a compost
yeah.
bin. And I think, I swear to you, it should be the law that you should have to compost a little bit
in
your backyard.
It's such an easy thing to do. Anyone can do it. It requires no startup cost. You can put it right in the ground in your backyard. Like I did, I nailed 4 pallets together. You can't drive a mile and a half in most towns or cities without seeing free pallets. Take these pallets. You know, it's not like you're costing any money. Nail 4 of them together. They're perfect for composting because compost needs air. So like I said, I have 2 of those in my backyard. Always filling one, taking from the other. And our trash goes down quite a bit because you're not throwing stuff away. But you just feel good about yourself. You're recycling materials. And then that goes into your garden and provides the nutrients you need, so you don't have to spend money on first fertilizers. I don't know.
I've been
composting.
Really amazed at the amount of trash between our recycling bin and our compost. We hardly have any trash that we're throwing away, so it's really nice.
So it's not going into the waste stream. It's not going in a diesel truck, the whole thing.
But when we travel, because we compost at home too, when we travel, I always get anxious. Like if I have an apple or, you know, whatever it is, and I'm like, oh, I feel
track.
Bad
yeah.
about throwing mm-hmm. this away.
Or if you see restaurants especially. Like,
oh, no.
Like not only do restaurants, you know, throw away all their food scraps, but then, like, you see those bottles of wine just get dropped in the trash. And you're like, mm-hmm. oh, man.
It breaks
you know,
my heart.
A, mm-hmm. you can make something cool out of it, or B, just recycle the glass. So, like, I think it's something that in the next few years especially will, you know, start growing and becoming almost mandatory in places. Where,
it,
which it,
it
should
it
be.
It actually is in Vermont. It's
yes.
somewhere. I just saw
Vermont
there.
New Hampshire and Maine are usually very progressive about things, Vermont especially. So, yeah, I think that they have taken
that
step.
And there's services now. Vermont has a great service. A friend of ours lives there. Well, they will provide you with a compost bin, and they will come and pick up your food scraps and take them and compost them for you.
Really?
Can just look. There's tons of different areas that have services like this. So even if you don't want to do it yourself, there's somebody else that will do it for you.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
I wish that was everywhere.
So what did you talk with Chris and Peyton Lampton, the first couple of DIY, about?
Pickling
and
composting.
We talked with them
composting.
About their garbage. And you know what?
We went through your guys' garbage, and we discovered there's not a lot of it.
We do have our agent out there picking through your credit card receipts as well. Seems you didn't recycle those, so we'll just move them over to the other bin.
Perfect.
Well, we also are very excited that we're going to go and tour the HGTV Smart Home.
It's Wicked Smart.
Yes, that you co-hosted. And
I like to say I co-built.
Co-built?
Yeah, I helped wire it. I put down the subfloors. I'm pretty sure I put a brick in place. So, I mean, basically...
Sure. You did the whole thing.
If it wasn't for me... There'd be some gaps in the house.
Yes, there would be.
And maybe one room without cable.
One room without cable.
That's ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely
so unbelievable. You've got that, and then you had your treehouse special.
Mm-hmm. The treehouse special was so much fun.
Which was... I saw a picture of you on your Facebook page just hanging from a tree wearing some kind of helmet.
Oh, that was hysterical.
Oh, my God.
What is going on with
that? Chris does not like heights.
I literally got roped into this one.
See what he did there?
Yeah,
you see
I
that?
Did.
Yeah. Nicely played, sir.
So that's why you're a landscaper, because you don't like heights. Got it.
I hate
feet
height.
On the ground.
Yeah.
Hate heights.
Very
so
grounded.
So they're like, we're going to have you do a Tarzan swing. So I'm thinking back. I'm like, I used to go up. Tarzan swing off a swing into the lakes when I was a little kid. I'm
rope
like,
swing.
All day. I'll do this for days.
Yeah.
Let's go. So there's this big rope, and I'm like, a little bigger than I thought, but you know what? I'll give it a shot. So then they roped me into this thing and with harnesses. I'm like, all right, you know what? Liability issue. You know how lawyers are. You got to check some balances. I'm like, that's fine. And then they're like, all right, hold on to this water ski handle. So I'm holding on this handle, and they're like,
This is completely homemade contraption.
Yeah.
Were you there?
No.
Okay, because I would be having a heart attack if I was you.
So at this point, I'm like, so what do I do? They're like, just hold on, don't let go. And I was like, don't let go? And then the owner of this establishment is in a golf cart next to me laughing.
No!
He's in a golf cart laughing, and I'm like, what are you laughing at? He's like, hold on, you holding? I'm like, yeah. And he drives away, and as he drives away, I get pulled up 75 feet. So at this point, I'm full stretched out at the top of a tree in Oregon. They got big trees in Oregon. And I'm looking down, and they're all laughing at me. And at this point, I'm just sweating because I'm like, I hate heights. And they're like, so you're going to let go when we say let go, and you're just going to drop.
Oh,
and I was like, what?
No one told you.
No.
That's
no.
Why they didn't tell him.
Because I wouldn't have done it. So then they said... The important thing is when you let go to release both hands at once, because if you hold on one, you'll start spinning and you could like...
Sure, because you wouldn't want to die.
Right.
No, I mean...
So they're like, one, two, three, let go. And I'm like, I don't want to let go. So I'm looking at my hands and I'm like, let go. And my hands are like, they're getting tighter. They're like,
it's not going to happen.
So finally I let go. And the first 25 or so feet, you just drop straight down, which it doesn't seem like a lot, but it's when you're falling...
No, are you kidding me? My palms are sweating.
Oh, my God.
And then I started going up and down, and oh, man, it was freaky.
Well, in the 30 seconds or so we have left, that's going to be harder than the Spartan race that Chris and I have signed up for to benefit Race to Rebuild and Rebuilding Together.
The great thing about the Spartan race, you're no more than 10 feet off the ground at one time. So I can do that for days.
You can do that all day.
Oh, yeah. I'm not worried about that.
Chris will be doing two laps.
That's
the Spartan race course for Race to Rebuild.
Yes.
More on that coming up. In the meantime, it's break time.
Yes.
So follow Chris and Peyton on Twitter and Facebook. Watch their shows. We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Live.
Thank you, Mark and Teresa.
Ooh.
There's a new wind blowing like I've never known. Breathing deeper than I've ever done. And it sure feels good. Try to feel the way I do. But I want to love somebody, love somebody like you. Well, I'm letting go of all my lonely yesterdays.
forgiving myself for the mistakes I've made. And now there's just one thing, the only thing I want to do. But I want to love somebody like you.
It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar is a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see red at wrcla.org. And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And we are at the National Healthy Homes Conference in Nashville, Tennessee.
Woo!
Music's all around us.
Yeah.
The mission for a healthier, better way to live all around us.
Yeah.
And one of the key players, that's business talk for you people who can't keep up out there.
Key players.
Cindy McConkey from Scripps, who is sort of overseeing the relationship with Rebuilding Together, and a better way to put that is to make it all work so people can get in and stay in healthy homes.
That's right. With our two big home brands, HGTV and DIY Network, there's a beautiful partnership that we have with Rebuilding Together, and we have been in this relationship for about 4 years now. We worked with Rebuilding Together for a little bit before that, sort of dated before we got married, and they've just been a perfect partner for us. What Rebuilding does for people who are in homes that might be a little unsafe, might need some repair, and those folks aren't able to do that work for one reason or another. Maybe it's that they're physically not able. Maybe it's that they've hit on hard times. But they, with a little bit of a hand up, They can stay in their home and have the quality of life that we all aspire to have.
Now, that is so important, and we are big supporters of Rebuilding Together. But I'm curious about, you know, you guys picking Rebuilding Together. You know, we were talking last night about all the dating websites, you know,
we
where
were.
They match you on the different criteria and how you know it's going to be a good relationship. So while you were dating with Rebuilding Together, you know, what were the things that you were looking for to get out of your part of the relationship so that when you got married, you knew that you'd get along?
Well, I think part of it is we aren't an administrative philanthropic business. Our business is to put great programming and great content out there for consumers. And Rebuilding Together brought that aspect. They brought the aspect of being able to vet where and how we would be able to change lives. And that was a big thing for us. They are just so adept at doing that and at identifying the ways that we can help people in a real way. The other thing is their reach. They're national, and they also are in a position to help us reach new consumers, new viewers, new people who would like our brand and who would identify with our brand. And that was a real key in the relationship, is the simpatico aspect of people who have an affinity for Rebuilding Together, also probably have an affinity for the things that we do with HGTV and DIY. The flip side of that, frankly, is they didn't have a media partner. They did not have and we were able to bring them great exposure and great visibility through HGTV and DIY Network. We're able to bring the talent that I know you all have been talking with and expertise of people like Matt and Grundy and all of these guys who are Chris and Peyton, who are able to come in and really lend expertise to the projects, but also lend a little bit of showbiz and pizzazz that raises that visibility.
Yeah. Now, relative to Grundy, were you thinking straight when you got him involved?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You want to talk about a guy who lights up a room and gets people enthusiastic?
Yeah.
That's Chris.
That's him. He won that award.
Yes.
Yes. Now, you're here at the Healthy Homes Conference, and why did you guys decide that this is something that you wanted to be a part of?
Well, quality of life begins with your health, quite frankly. If you aren't healthy, you probably aren't going to have a great quality of life otherwise. And so if people are becoming ill because there's lead in their paint, or if people are becoming injured because their home isn't safe, then you're not going to have a good quality of life, and you're not going to have value in the home, and you're not going to value your home life. And so this makes all the sense in the world for us.
Perfect. Absolutely.
And we find that, and I'm stealing this line from you, we find that both aspirational and inspirational. It makes us want to help, and it makes us want to help more.
Well, and I can just tell that it's important to you guys, because I know that the schedules for the talent on the programs are rigorous. And being able to coordinate all of their schedules to have so many people from ACTV and DIY Network here is kind of a big deal, and it shows that it's a big deal.
It is, and I think their passion for this call show comes through. And you asked earlier about, you know, when we were dating, what were some of the criteria? And frankly, is it something we could be passionate about? Could we be enthusiastic about it? Could our employees get hold of it and get engaged? That's very important to us. And would our talent grab hold of it? And they really do. The talent love coming to these events. They love what we're going to be doing Friday, which is actually being there, building, working on these homes in this neighborhood that will transform, quite frankly, a neighborhood in East Nashville.
Yes, the Building a Healthy Neighborhood event is an amazing event, and it really does kind of ground you. And, you know, all of these people, Matt Minster and Grundy, and, you know, you work on beautiful places. You make places so beautiful, and going into a neighborhood, a low-income neighborhood, and seeing what they're encountering, what they're trying to overcome, it kind of really puts a lot of perspective. And so, like, we're so grateful for everything that we have and where we live, and
absolutely,
being able to help them is just amazing.
And you think about something small like, well, my daughter just bought a home, and actually it's in East Nashville, and you think about something small like, does the ground slope away from the home properly so that the home doesn't get moisture in the basement and you don't have mold problems, which creates health problems down the line? Well, that's something that someone who's very able-bodied can go work on themselves. Or if you can have the money, you want to hire someone, you can work on it. And our guys, the talent, can show you how to do that. But maybe you're not able-bodied, or maybe you're a single mother and your hands are full with taking care of your kids all the time. That's where we're Rebuilding Together steps in and can make a huge difference.
Yeah, or you don't know that's why your basement's wet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's such a huge knowledge share and knowledge tank, I guess, and that's a terrible word, but it's a place to go where people can find out, how can I make my home healthier?
And we have public service announcements out now that we are trying to get on the air, well, we have on the air on all our networks, and we're trying to help Rebuilding Together and help HUD spread that word. And another issue that's really going to come to bear that Rebuilding Together is at the forefront, frankly, is our veterans issue.
Yeah.
As more and more veterans are coming home, we know that there's going to be need in the home repair area. And we're excited to be working with Rebuilding Together on a project in September tied to the Medal of Honor conference that will be in Knoxville.
Nice.
We're fortunate. It's right there in our backyard at the corporate headquarters. And Rebuilding Together and HGTV and DIY will be working on a veterans home there along with Comcast. And we're really excited to be doing that kind of project and get on the front edge of doing this for our veterans as they start returning home.
I love that so much.
Literally building a better America for those who need it and for those who've given just a monumental service to this country. So plant your flag.
Yes.
Plant an azalea.
Yes.
Get out with Rebuilding Together. Make life healthier and make a difference. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Thank you.
Seem like that many miles ago, we were all dressed up with nowhere to go. Slid on over by the side, caught me by surprise, baby, am I doing it right? Underneath the radio light, got me going out of my mind. sound of that kiss, taste of your lips I'll never forget. When I look up at this empty sky, baby, I wonder what you're doing tonight. Thinking of me, are you missing me? Sometimes I wish I could turn back time. You and I lit up that summer sky with a love like fire. Baby, you had my summer job paycheck hanging from your neck. It was the first time for everything back then. Like when you gave a little more than your heart in the backseat of your car. Might have went a little too far. Sound of that kiss, taste of your lips, I'll never forget. When I look up at this empty sky, baby, I wonder what you're doing tonight. Thinking of me, are you missing me? Sometimes I wish I could turn back time. You and I lit up that summer sky with a love like fire. You remember the days when we were tangled up, we couldn't get any better, forever was like a drug. Didn't care about ever coming back down, ever coming back down. She passed the lights down in front of my truck, didn't matter what would happen.
Got a home improvement headache?
Here's a quick tip from my Fix It Up Life on working with your spouse.
You can keep your relationship strong while you fix up your home.
Create a sensible budget together.
Be mindful of each other's time.
Get ready for dust and mess.
Compliment your spouse about their strengths before offering advice.
Plan, plan, plan.
And don't forget to smile.
For more quick tips, tune in to the My Fix It Up Life show Saturdays at 10 a.m. on 1520 a.m. WCHE.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at rebuildingtogether.org.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
I'll fight for you, I speak the truth, and every single thing I do, oh yeah, as long as I'm alive. And I'm free. God willing, I've got a lot of days alive in front of me of loving you with all of me. There's one thing I will always do faithfully until the angels sing.
That's going to get tweeted.
You are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. And the tweet action you hear over there is...
There's going to be right, more of this.
This is absolutely ridiculous. You guys have this biggest bromance I've ever seen. Matt Minster and the Grundy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You don't even know the half of it.
Yeah, you don't. You should see... I've already caught flack from other shows since I left Blog Cabin this year. The sheer number of photos of Grundy and I in frames covering the entire upstairs of the...
Oh, God.
Yeah. We look like a couple.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You vandalized
really?
The Blog Cabin.
Yeah, I was not involved with it, but I was apparently...
Yeah.
We were very photogenic that week.
Yeah. We were all over the place.
So at the Chris Grundy at Facebook.com.
Sure.
Yeah,
yes, I don't even know.
I just
type in GRU and then Grundy pops
yeah,
up.
It just comes up.
The Chris Grundy.
You're at the Twitter. Chris Grundy on the Twitter. You're Chris, not to be confused with hyphen Grundy.
And you are Matt J.
J. It's a middle initial. It's not even a name. My parents just stopped.
There is no name.
There's no name. It's not even Matthew.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you're like that.
Yeah.
So you're literally the abbreviation of a human being.
Not much more to it than that.
Perfect.
Really.
But you'll fit right in.
Good. I'm
not
comfortable
a problem.
Before I even sat down. Now even more so.
So we follow you on the Facebook.
Sure.
And we see the selfies, which you guys just fired one off of.
Sure.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
And when you were a child, did you...
Oh, please finish this question. I need to know the answer.
Did you want to grow up to become a professional name dropper? Or... Because do you know anybody who doesn't have, like, 10 TV shows? Do you know any regular people who get gas?
I know tons of regular people. we are regular people.
Very, so regular.
You know? And, it's just lucky that I get to run into the Mattminsters of the world, you know, that I get to meet these people. So I get really lucky. So that's all there is to it, man. I don't know what else to tell you. It's luck.
I'll follow on there. That's all luck. The reason I'm sitting in this chair is luck.
Luck.
All of it is. It's right place, right time. I'm the right place, right time guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
I disagree with you. You guys are both ridiculously talented.
They're just walking around outside. Someone pulled them in. Like, hey, you know, why don't you do like Log Cabin? And you're like, okay.
Okay.
I actually did make that call. I did call and say, can I have that show?
Yeah. Did you call up?
I honestly did. I had seen how the progression of it, and I knew it was going to be in Maine the one of those years,
oh, that
a few
was
years
so
ago.
Good.
And I love to fish. I love to go be outdoors. I've never been to Maine. I wanted to see it. I called the president and said, hey, this is Grundy. And he said, who? And I said, Grundy, man, I do one of your shows. And I begged for it. Can I please do Block Cabin? And here I am.
Yeah. Oh, you're perfect for it. Yeah. I love seeing all the Green Lantern T-shirts.
You really did mix up this year.
Yeah.
All stuff.
A little something, little Captain America.
Yeah.
I think the Flash might have been in there. I don't know.
We did get paint on the Green Lantern, though, this year, didn't we?
True.
I feel bad about that. I wasn't involved, but it's still.
I got a guy. I can get another one.
You need to get another one.
I can get another one.
Yeah.
Now, Matt,
your pictures together will be wrong, then, next year, if you don't have the right T-shirt.
We don't want to date ourselves, though.
That's why you dated...
Well played.
Well played.
You're right.
Well
it's fine. It's fine. You're right. I tee them up for you. You
they
just go ahead and just crush
couple.
Them.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are. It's a handsome couple. Jesus. All right. Where do you want to go next, Mark?
So, I'm uncomfortable now.
You want to sit over here? Because this is an uncomfortable row.
Bath Crashers, Blog Cabin.
Yeah.
How many crashes are you up to?
Almost 130. And we did just get season 11 ordered like last week, so it's not going to stop for a while. Mm-hmm. It's a lot. And then I did Bathtastic before that. So if somewhere next season I get to episode 200.
Wow.
Of the total.
Of just bathrooms.
Wow.
So this is what happens when you do that many bathrooms. Yeah. And you show up to Blog Cabin and Grundy's there.
Yeah.
You get all like crazy.
Did you
you're
even
like,
do a bathroom
you're
there?
Like, oh,
or are you like, dude, can I just please build a pergola?
It's you know what? It really is tempting to, like how he begged to get the show. It's tempting to beg to do almost anything else. But at the same time, you know, there's a little niche we've created with this thing. Mm-hmm. And actually, this year, we did do everything but the bathroom.
I was going to say, you know, they...
I spent so little time in that bathroom this year.
Yeah.
That wasn't just because I was eating well.
Yeah, the master bedroom, there's an upstairs library, a speakeasy, if you will,
yeah.
upstairs. They did the whole upstairs and the bathroom.
The whole upstairs and the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It was more of a throw-in.
So you have a new bathroom furniture line, right?
I do.
Did you use any of that Block Cabin?
It's coming.
Oh,
it's
not yet.
We weren't ready. I'm thinking next year. It's a pretty modern. The stuff I designed for this line is pretty modern.
The cabin
doesn't go super modern in any way, shape, or form.
We can.
So we can. We haven't. Next year,
yeah.
2015,
yeah.
We'll talk to the people that mm-hmm. talk to the people that do that stuff.
When you see the episode and you see what went into this bathroom, it's definitely modern. I mean,
you think so?
Absolutely.
It's more modern than it has been.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to want to get naked and get in that shower. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
I guarantee
it. So what you're telling me...
So if it's not modern, you don't want to take your clothes off. But if it is modern, you're going to take them all off.
Some people are that way. I take my clothes off no matter what.
Okay.
Yeah. Very rarely wears pants.
Equal opportunity disrobing.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Very much so.
Yeah, very nice.
Why do I know these things?
It's funny. I wear
and why do I say them?
Yeah.
What the hell's the matter with me?
Why are you agreeing with
me? I just tell me here to make... entertaining, you know, banter. How am I doing?
Oh, fantastic. Good.
Gold. Just, you know what? In fact, I don't have any more questions. Can you guys just keep talking?
What do you want to hear about? Grundy, what do you got?
You know, carpet.
Okay. We got one for you. I don't want to steal Teresa's thunder because this
no.
is her idea.
What is my idea?
But it starts like this, and you guys will have a field day with this.
I'm scared.
So I'm in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in the bathroom.
Last night at this restaurant.
I might have the picture.
That we went to.
Oh, nice.
And the men's room, and I guess the ladies' room, too, I don't know which one I was in. That's why I put it that
one
way.
One of those evenings.
It was, oh, yeah, it was right. off the hook.
No,
we
need
stayed
to apologize.
Up till like
or explain.
10:30.
Woo!
Oh, yeah, it was
Tennessee time?
So the sink is the faucet sticking out of the wall,
they don't
yeah.
have it
and there's no basin. It's just a marble slab.
Yeah.
Like 12 inches. You know where I'm going with
yeah,
this?
No, but keep going. You didn't pee in it, did you?
Well,
those are such a thing.
First of all, every guy will know that
that's
you walk
tempting.
Up across a bridge, the lady says, wow, that's a beautiful view. And the guy says, I can pee off of that. That's the difference. That's the difference.
So you put the microphone further away from
yes,
your mouth.
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
We're off the show now.
And
yeah.
mute
this,
now.
It was a slab, and it was like a zero clearance shower. It was
sure.
just pitched back far
you
enough.
Couldn't even
you couldn't
tell it was.
It.
I like
so
that.
So the water lands on the slab.
And just
yes.
goes.
And just drains.
Just right on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it goes literally comes up to the edge.
Yeah.
And
but
then
doesn't
goes
go
back.
Any further. Yeah.
And it goes back. It's fantastic.
It's a marvel of engineering.
It was absolutely, because no one was in there when I went into the bathroom to wash my hands, and I'm like, where's the water going to go? Like,
you're mystified. And you know what? I'm bath crashers. You know what we call that, bath crashers?
It's a David Blaine.
Tuesday.
Yes.
It's just a Tuesday. It's just what we do now. It's got to be smoke and mirrors.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I can't just replace a toilet with another toilet anymore. It just doesn't work.
No.
So you got to do stuff like that, like what you're talking about, to... Look at you talking about it.
I know.
It's the whole idea.
It's an absolutely great idea. Yeah. I would absolutely heist that idea mm-hmm. and put it in any bathroom.
Kind of what I do.
It's
so heist ideas
clean.
All the time.
So yeah. when you go, you're traveling, and you're staying in a hotel,
mm-hmm.
do you ever, you're in the bathroom, and you're like, really?
Judging it?
Yeah.
Constantly.
Okay.
Not even bathrooms. Every space I've ever
right?
had.
Every part of it.
Every part. I mean, my degree is in interior design, which basically just gives me free rein in my head
mm-hmm.
to just demolish everything I see in mentally. but the bathroom thing, yeah, some people, it's surprising. Some even really nice hotels,
mm-hmm.
just like, they I wish they would have talked to me. We could have avoided a few of these things, you know, just picked up the phone.
Right.
I would have just given you a hand through some of this
do,
stuff.
Do you actually get nervous? Like, do you get a little anxious? Like,
and
that
when?
Just, like,
around Grundy? Or?
Well, yeah. Well, who wouldn't be? Who's
I've
right
learned
mind.
To keep up.
No, when you get into
no,
these
I
spaces
get anxious
that are
when
poorly
I,
designed.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're like...
I start to get anxious
yeah,
when
but the
I'm
thing
in a
is,
space that is
I can't get that worked up because my bathroom's still terrible. I haven't done... I mean, how long ago have I talked to you guys and still haven't done... I moved into a new house now, at least. So now it's a new bad bathroom.
Oh, now it's a new bad bathroom.
It just hasn't happened still yet. So I can't get on my soapbox too, you know... Too vehemently
yeah.
when I'm the biggest
my
offender.
My soapbox is made out of toilet paper, by the way.
There you go.
Because our bathroom, you don't even want to know.
Yeah.
See?
But
our
you.
Bathroom is actually in the rebuilding to go to their colors. That's the color of our bathroom.
The green?
Yeah,
look
that's
that.
Exactly it.
That's gorgeous.
I just put that together after all these years that we've been working with rebuilding together.
There it is.
Now I had to sit with Matt to be able to like, put the bathroom
that's
together.
That's what I do. I'd like to draw lines between things.
It really is that simple.
It's not that much different. Not much more difficult than that.
Great
not
artist.
Really.
Great artist.
Yes.
Yeah. He's had. He'll have an idea for a piece of furniture or something, and he'll just take a pencil and go on some wood and. Then we build it.
And then you show up with like all the tools, and you're like, hey, let's get done.
Let's get
that's,
this done.
That's how the partnership.
But, yeah.
Thrives.
That Ipe bench back
yeah.
in North Carolina.
Ago, yeah.
He's just like zut 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 zut, and we looked at it for a second. Get the wood. Let's go.
You gotta draw fast if you want to do this. 3 days is not a lot of time.
Get the wood.
We can't dilly around. We need to get
yeah.
at it.
Yeah, let's go. Screws and wood. Let's go.
Let's go.
Nice.
That should be your new show.
Screws
you guys
and wood.
Do
let's
screws
go.
And wood.
Screws and wood.
Yeah, get
yeah.
Done.
No one's gonna make fun
it.
Of that. Jeez.
No.
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 It
no.
It won't hurt the bromance.
This is why we
at
think
all.
Through titles at all.
No.
Think it through.
Yeah.
I'm the screws, by the way.
So,
yeah.
So.
Thanks for leaving that one up for me.
You're the
you guys,
out.
When did you lose control of the show?
Where are you going? What happened? Where are you going?
I like that Matt's the healthy wood, though, right?
I know.
And it's Ipe. And it's Ipe.
You see the wood.
Yes.
Just saying.
I'm fine yes. with it.
Yeah.
And
all
Mark's
your screws
back.
Aren't loose. There are probably some that are good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
You
okay.
owe me a pen. I can't find my pen.
Everyone,
threw
we've
it
angered.
Away.
Should we talk about why
I
we're in Tennessee?
Anything. It wasn't
we talk
me.
About why we're in Tennessee?
Yes.
Before we
sorry.
Run away with this?
This is
I
your
feel
show.
Bad. We've ambushed you.
Do you know what you're going to work on tomorrow at Building a Healthy Neighborhood?
So
are you going to be there? You going to be jamming?
Well, we're
yeah.
here at the Healthy
Homes
Conference, too.
We know that.
Yes. Okay.
We're emceeing tomorrow night, which is going to be fun.
Yeah, we'll be at the Hard Rock tomorrow night. Uh-huh. A lot of music, a lot of people, be bouncing back and forth, but in the neighborhood in the Cleveland. What's the neighborhood? Cleveland Park neighborhood?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, 15 homes we'll be tackling. So, any volunteers, we appreciate you coming because this will be after it happens. So
thank you for coming.
We appreciate everybody who showed up. We want to kiss and hug and so good.
And you can go to rebuildingtogether.org to find out where it's going to be next year.
Yeah.
See?
Be inspired and come out and help.
Exactly.
And come out next year to the Healthy Homes Conference.
Exactly. I'm excited. This is my first year doing it. Yep. I know you've been here before, but I did the begging that you did to Coast Block M. I did the begging to come to this.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It was on my schedule. It was off my schedule. It was back on. I just wanted to be here.
Mm-hmm.
The more I heard about it, the more I read about it, the more I wanted to
be a part
of it.
Because you're like the technologist. You know,
that's the word, yeah.
Yeah. The healthy technologist.
Mentalist. If you can find my pen, you can write that down.
It's here somewhere.
Yeah.
Yes, that's me.
You
I'm the healthy technologist.
You are the healthy technologist.
That's with a K.
Good, he's going to Google that right now.
Totally. It is with the K.
If you could just swing the ambulance out front here. I believe it's a ruptured spleen.
Uh-huh.
It happens.
All right. You guys have too much fun.
We do. We have a great time. And, we'll go to each other's cities, you know, randomly. And, hey, Matt, I'm in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we meeting?
Yep.
You know, and it'll be 90,000 below zero because he's in Minnesota.
You were there on a pretty breezy
weekend. Oh, my
weekend.
God.
Yeah,
it was
rough.
Brutal. But, yeah, we have a great time. And, you know, a lot of Blog Cabin is us collaborating with each other, mm-hmm. having fun,
yep.
getting some work done while we do it. Ugh, can't get enough.
Yeah, it's
can't get enough.
And you're doing Google Plus Hangouts.
Yes. Those are so much fun.
For me, they're fine. For you,
yeah,
Gundy lost a bet.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Blackhawks and the Wild were playing against each other.
You won in the long term.
And,
they are still playing.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And Blackhawks are still playing. But that night, the night before, the Blackhawks lost. And the bet was whoever loses has to go do the Google interview in their underwear
in the
kiddie pool. So that's how I
did
the interview.
Such a good victory for me. Massively great. I mean, it's...
Did you wear, like, the old-fashioned underwear?
Batman,
you know,
I believe.
I had some Batman underwear.
Oh, that's hot. That's
because
really hot.
You have Batman underwear.
I do.
Yes.
That's all you need to know.
And that's how we wrap this sucker up. Good for you, Gundy.
J. Minster on Twitter.
Yes.
Yep.
Doesn't stand for anything.
No.
Just a J.
Yeah.
Just a Matt.
Just a beautiful J in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Chris the hyphen Grundy on the Facebook.
Chris, oh, I don't know.
The Chris Grundy. Yeah.
I don't know.
At the Chris Grundy on Twitter.
That's it, I think. Yep.
We follow you guys.
Bath Crashers.
Yes.
National Healthy Homes Conference, Building a Healthy Neighborhood. Big stuff coming up. Come right back. We'll be here with more of my picks.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
You're back inside My Fix It Up Life, and we're at the end of the show.
So check out more how-to fun at MyFixItUpLife.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and see what we're pinning on Pinterest.
Watch our videos on YouTube and listen to more shows at Blog Talk Radio, 1520 AM in Philly, and on iTunes.
And email us at info@myfixituplife.com. We love to hear your home improvement successes, your challenges, and your ideas.
So make life fun and join us next time for more My Fix It Up Life.
As we all make mistakes, we never forgive. We live. We reach out without turning our heads. We give so much more than we. we get when we love one another like sisters and brothers and treat every day as if. Oh, we live.